Senator Amy Klobuchar calls Florida's 2018 constitutional amendment for a poll tax. It restores voting rights to most convicted felons, but requires them to pay all fines or fees before being able to cast a ballot.
In what I considered not a great election outcome, that was the one bright spot. When people have served their sentences, and in your case in Florida, completed probation as the amendment said, there is absolutely no reason that they should not be allowed to vote.
Ed Haynes is chairman of the nonprofit The Circle of Politics. It hopes to educate and empower people in the criminal justice system.
The Amendment 4 situation impacted and created an additional around 1.5 million new voters to the roll, right? The shenanigans that have been going on in Tallahassee, that created a subtraction in that number to about 700,000.
He says no matter what the Amendment 4 lawsuit outcome is, Florida elections often come down to thin margins.
Of the elections that have been won that are controversial, if I'm not mistaken, none of them have been decided by more than 100,000 votes.
Klobuchar promised to speak more about disenfranchisement during the next round of debates. They will be next month in Westerville, Ohio. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.